Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Thursday, May 1st. The news sponsored by Parties on the Plaza at Westport Plaza. I'm Megan Lynch. The renewed prospect of a merger is uniting St. Louis County's mayors.
Anybody sneak in favor?
One of the only advocates of a city-county merger.
Next in opposition.
During a state house hearing on the newest proposal, State Rep Ian Mackey, who notes both sides of the line are now losing population.
That's not just a city problem. It's not just a county problem. It's our problem together.
The decrease in population, I have a hard time believing it has something to do with the presence of 87 municipalities in St. Louis County. I've not heard from one person who said, we're not going to move to St. Louis County because there's too many municipalities there.
Brentwood Mayor David Dimmitt and Webster Groves Mayor Laura Arnold.
The way Representative Mackey framed this to some degree is that we as municipal elected leaders are the problem here. And in fact, we're working pretty hard to come together and do things collectively in ways to improve the metropolitan area.
The proposal is not likely to advance out of the committee. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
After a campaign centered around picking up trash, plowing streets, and filling potholes, Mayor Kara Spencer has made her choice to lead that change.
Jim Suleman has been named the new interim director of streets for the city of St. Louis, having formerly served in the role from 1985 through 2006. Mayor Spencer doesn't see Suleman's near two-decade retirement being an issue.
Believe it or not, we have a lot of the same systems in place from when Mr. Suleman was here. He knows a lot of the folks.
Spencer says Suleman, being an interim director, won't stop them from working on making changes to the department while they search for a permanent replacement. Outside St. Louis City Hall, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Not waiting for the city, aldermanic President Megan Green says her personal attorneys have filed a response to a judge who threatens sanctions if they fail to explain why their suit against state takeover of the police department is not frivolous.
The challenge from last time is that the city councilor's office failed to respond, and that obviously irritated the judge, who I think already was not inclined to take a favorable view toward this case.
Green says her attorneys are working pro bono. Asked earlier in the day if the city would file a response themselves, Mayor Kara Spencer said the city made their own filing. Chantel Fisher spent her early years in prison, but turned her life around, earning a master's in social work from WashU and starting Soul Fisher Ministries to help others getting out of prison succeed on the outside. This week, she got an email from the Trump Department of Justice that a $4 million grant was being canceled.
So that money was already in our account. And so for them to now come and just basically tell us stop spending it, to me, not only is unethical, but quite frankly, could possibly be illegal.
She says $800 million in violence prevention and reentry program dollars have been cut off across the country. She says the work her organization does is actually reducing costs to taxpayers.
It helps us lower the recidivism rate, so the likelihood that people will return to prison, but it also increases public safety.
She says most of the federal budget cuts seem to be impacting the most vulnerable populations, which she calls unethical, inhumane, and mean. The St. Louis County Animal Care and Control has forced the adoption center to temporarily halt operations.
Deputy Director of County Health, Dr. Landris Burris, says it's not an outbreak of parvovirus at the shelter, though initially one dog had it and then four more tested positive.
What are your concerns with this? I used the word outbreak before. Mitch said to me, well, it's not an outbreak. It's only a few dogs.
That's correct. It is not an outbreak. As I stated, we are taking just precautionary approaches on the limited number of cases that we do have in order to reduce the spread of it within the shelter.
Burris says all animals go through an intake process when they come into county animal care and control. It's not clear, though, if parvo is mandatory testing for new admissions. And Burris, who is not a veterinarian, tells KMOX they do have two vets providing care for the animals. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Midas Hospitality moving ahead with its plans for two new Midtown hotels on the Wells Fargo campus. The timeline has changed due to increased costs. Instead of building both at the same time, the company tells the Business Journal they'll first build a six-story, 175-room Kimpton Hotel that will have a Gerard Craft restaurant. They'll build the Staybridge Suites once they see demand. The hotels would be just a few blocks from Energizer Park.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.